you better back up. Try and play the role and you're the whole crew will act up. Get
next question.
Question.
It's a legitimate question.
Next question.
Next question, please.
Next question on the Annie Fry Show.
Ridiculous Kamala laughing there. You suck. You enjoy that, don't you?
I really do. I made this, though, thinking this will go past the election, and at what point will she be completely irrelevant if Trump wins? So.
No, from your lips to God's ears.
Right?
When you hear, first question, when you hear jump around, pack it up, pack it in, what do you think of?
I think of 1991.
That's it?
I don't really think of anything else.
Man, there's like a movie rattling around in my head, but I can't think of what movie it is.
Pringles.
No, I'm not following you. Tell me.
The commercial for Pringles?
Was this when was this commercial?
Tuesday? I don't remember.
Oh, it's a new commercial?
No. I would say it's probably 2010s or 2000s. Come on, people. You know the Pringles commercial where the little Pringles guy is like packing it up and packing it in.
No, I don't remember any of this.
All right, my first actual question for you guys is, do you believe in ghosts?
Ooh.
Boo!
Oh my gosh, I didn't until now.
I will haunt you after I die, just so you know.
Please don't.
I will.
Or die after me. Probably be easier.
I was going to say, what makes you think you're going first?
Yeah. Man, that's hard because... In a sense, no. I'm going to say no, but I do believe in spiritual things.
Supernatural?
Yeah. So, can there be... The question
is... Show gets over at 3, Ryan.
This is a deep philosophical question.
It's like Kamala Harris trying to answer Brett Baer's question.
Can there be demonic
things? Just start
things?
Laughing when you don't know what else to say.
Can there be angels? Yes, I believe in those things.
Come on, Annie.
But can there be lost soul that's roaming the earth? That's what I just don't know. I'm going to have to say no.
Question
just
mark?
Just because. Yeah.
Brad?
I'm a no. I believe in spiritual things. I believe in supernatural things. I do not believe in ghosts. I think that the Bible teaches absent from the body, present with the Lord. So whenever you die, your soul goes somewhere and it doesn't stick around on the earth.
Angels and demons potentially taking form of whatever angels and demons take form of. But no ghosts.
Right.
No purgatory either. Sorry, God.
Yeah.
Next question.
Okay, next question. This is based on a conversation we had last Friday that I wrote down we didn't get to. Have you ever actually laughed at a clown?
Like at it?
Like
behind its back?
No, not behind its back.
Probably.
To its face. That's what I'm asking.
Like a snicker?
Have you laughed at like, oh man, that was funny. That clown was really funny. And just genuinely laughed at a clown.
I'm trying to think if I've ever seen a non-ironic clown.
I mean, when you were a kid, you didn't see clowns in parades and stuff. I remember seeing clowns when I was a kid. Anymore, they're just scary clowns.
Oh, Stephen King and It kind of turned that on its head. No. Well, not that I can think of.
I saw a clown on TV that was just punching itself in the face over and over.
Info Dude
I
says,
laughed at that.
Define clown. I mean, I have laughed at Kamala Harris, but...
Oh! Republicans.
We need like one of those stupid YouTube podcast things. Drops where it's like Republicans with a smashing sound behind it.
Boom.
Big diss. Are you gonna ask Brad or is that just for me?
I think it's just for you, Brad. Okay. You can answer if you want to.
No, I can't think of an instance where I legitimately laughed at a clown in person. I'm sure I did whenever I was little, but...
Yeah, I don't think I have either.
I laugh at you every day, right?
Again, I think that I did laugh at a clown once on TV that was punching itself in the face and groin. And I thought, that's ridiculous. And I laughed at it.
Next question, please.
Next question.
All right, so I have a question here. What sort of thing makes you immediately want to rebel against it whenever you're told you have to do it?
Literally anything. Anything I'm told to do. I'm like, how can I not do that, but also get away with saying that I did it?
So immediately rebel? I don't know. I think I put everything in the filter of the why. Like, is this... Is there a purpose?
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know if I would immediately, viscerally rebel. What's your answer?
Oh, I'm kind of along with Ryan. Whenever somebody says, hey, you got to do something this way, I immediately have a reaction of like, I don't want to do it that way. But then I usually have to come around to the thought that that's the right way.
So you rebel because someone told you.
Because somebody told me I have to do it that way. Like, I want to find a better way to do it, but.
I certainly was that way when I was, like, junior high and high school. I was just naturally rebellious to my parents, but I was just, I don't know that that was unique to me at that age.
I'll ask this question kind of based on that one. Was there ever any fashion style that you felt like you were ahead of or you pioneered that, like, became fashionable after you were doing it?
You first.
Okay, fine.
What do you think you...
I was never...
What was the word you used? Pioneered?
Yeah,
go
what
on.
What did you pioneer?
There was never any...
Jeans?
I was always way behind on all fashion. Except for...
Mind-blowing.
Except for funny t-shirts. Here's the weird thing.
You started funny t-shirts?
In the mid-90s.
Ryan Wiggins.
They didn't sell funny t-shirts in stores. They didn't.
The genesis of funny t-shirts.
And so you had to really search to find a t-shirt. And even then, they weren't intended to be funny. So I was like, when I was 14 and stuff, I was wearing shirts that would say Greatest Dad and stuff like that. Because I'm like, that's funny.
That's not a funny t-shirt. That's a t-shirt that you ironically wore.
Yeah.
Was and the t-shirt then, being sold to non-dads in high school?
No. No, it was only being sold to dads.
Is it now being sold?
I don't even see Greatest Dad t-shirts. I don't think we value that as a society and Target enough. But I do think that right after that, you started seeing funny shirts like No Fear and all these other things like started to go by the wayside, and the funny shirt
no
thing
fear.
Came in. And no I was like, fear. I think I started doing that like a year before everybody was doing it. It's the only trend I've ever been ahead of. You?
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
I couldn't possibly.
No? Okay, fine.
Did you need to tell the people that?
I think so.
You wanted to like put a pin in this moment in time, and you're like,
well, I just thought of it.
I started the funny t-shirt trend.
Yeah, well, I was ahead of the corporations. Because then, within a year, I was walking in, I remember...
You really missed out on the dollars.
I really did, yeah. I as an entrepreneur, I missed out. I remember walking into Walmart or one of the stores and seeing that they had Charlie Brown shirts where he was looking all pensive. And I'm like, that's a funny shirt. I think I would get that, except that I think other people are going to be wearing that now because it's easy to find.
I think this is about you. Dan says, that sounds like something Al Gore would have said. Yeah, Dan.
Dang it, that's pretty funny.
My next question is movie recommendations for October, both scary if you so choose and family friendly. I am saying two movies. Coco, which I recommend every year. It's a fantastic, fantastic, fantastic movie about Dia de los Muertos. I love it. Also, the Haunted Mansion Muppets version.
Oh,
I'm a big fan of that one.
Ooh.
So,
ooh. I just recommended this to you guys off air. I said the movie Caddo Lake, or Caddo Lake, I don't know how you pronounce it, C-A-D-D-O Lake, is an M. Night Shyamalan produced movie, although he didn't direct it. And it's kind of a thriller, sci-fi, surprise ending. If you like those, it's on HBO Max.
What's the ending?
They're all dead.
Oh, no.
Yeah, they're all ghosts. Just like his first one.
Have you heard the Nate Bargatze stand-up about the movie The Sixth Sense?
No.
He's talking about how women are so good at the silent treatment. Like, generationally, it's just something that's always been the case. That this is just something that women do, is the silent treatment. They do it so well. And then he starts talking about how in The Sixth Sense, it was more plausible that we thought that this man's wife was just ignoring him this whole time, to the extent that he was just getting the silent treatment. It was more likely that that was happening than he was just dead. It's like, oh, I get that.
No, I've never seen that.
Movie recommendation?
So this one I really, really like. It's a movie with Michael J. Fox. It's called The Frighteners. And it's...
Oh, yeah, that's it's like late 90s.
Yeah, it's like an entry-level horror slash comedy. There's a lot of jokes in it, but it deals with a guy who can see ghosts and his wife was murdered and he's trying to solve that story. I found that movie hilarious.
What's it called?
Frighteners.
I've never heard of it. Michael J. Fox. I love Michael J. Fox. All right, let's take a quick break. We've got more of your questions coming right around the bend on the other side of this quick break. We also need your vote in today's Andy Fry YouTube live chat poll. 281 votes so far. We need to know if you think Donald Trump is funny. Does he have what it takes to make you laugh? Andy Fry YouTube channel, you go vote there. And guys, listen, we need 17 more YouTube subscribers to officially hit 10,000 subscribers. We had made a goal that we would try to hit this by the end of the year. We could hit it by the end of the show if you want to come hang out with us on the Andy Fry YouTube channel. Maybe you might be our 10,000th. Just need 17 people. Andy Fry YouTube channel, go vote in the poll. We'll be right back.